গোপীজন বল্লভ গুরুবার ধারি যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যশোদানন্দন ব্রজ জন রঞ্জন যমুনা তীর বন চাঁদি
শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রীঅদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয়। শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গৌ গোপনাথ শ্যাম কুন্দ রাধা কুন্দ গিরিবর্ধন কি জয়। বৃন্দাবন ধাম কি জয়। নবদ্বীপ ধাম কি জয়। সমবেত ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয়। All glories to their assembled body. All glories to their assembled body. All glories to their assembled body. Thank you very much.
Now, Vishnu Sudaya, Krishna Pistaya Bhutan, Srimati Bhaktivinoda, this one is your name. Namaste, Saraswati, Devam, 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 Devam,
তত্ত্ববিদস্তত্যম যজ্ঞানমদ্বয়ম ব্রহ্মেতি পরমাত্মেতি ভগবানিতি শব্দতে। वदन्ति तत्तत्त्वविदस्तत्त्वं जज्ञानमद्वयं ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवानेति शब्दते वदन्ति तत्तत्त्वविदस्तत्त्वं जज्ञानमद्वयं ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवानेति शब्दते वदन्ति तत्तत्त्वविदस्तत्त्वं जज्ञानमद्वयं ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवानेति शब्दते वदन्ति तत्तत्त्वविदस्तत्त्वं जज्ञानमद्वयं ब्रह्मेति परमात्मेति भगवानेति शब्दति That's all right. Now what meaning?
Vedanti,
they say, that,
the learned soul,
Tattvam,
the absolute truth,
Yat, which,
Jnanam,
knowledge,
Advayam,
non-dual,
Brahma,
iti,
known as Brahma,
Paramatma,
iti,
known as Paramatma,
Bhagavan, iti,
known as Bhagavan,
Shakyate,
it's so sounded.
Translation. Learned transcendentalists who know the absolute truth call this non-dual substance Brahma, Paramatma, or Bhagavan.
So in the previous verse, it has been concluded that jivasya tattva jigyasa. Lava jivita chamita. Jivasya tattva jigyasa natho jasti hakarmavi. People are engaged 24 hours, night duty, day duty, no rest, working like ass, for eating, sleeping, waiting, that's all. Ass, karmis are compared with ass. I have several times described as in India, ass is engaged to bear the burden of cloth of the washerman. Tons of cloth is loaded on the back of the ass and it takes to the washing ghat, water place, and He is given little morsel, little grass, and he is satisfied standing there. And again, in the evening, he is loaded with tons of clothing, and it brings back to the shop of the worshipful man. This is that. He is bearing so big burdens only for little grass. But he can go away from that place and eat grass anywhere, there is sufficient grass. But no, he will stick to that washerman's place. He is under the impression that this washerman is protecting me, giving this grass. That is his impression. If I go away, I may not get the grass. This is ass. Therefore, according to the Vedic system, the ass is forced to get out of this. There is four division of life: brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, and sannyas. The system is gradually to give him detachment. In the brahmachari life, he is taught sufficiently that this life is meant for understanding Brahma, brahmachari. Brahma charati. He has no other business than to understand what is Brahma. Brahma janati iti brahmana, to make him Brahman. That is brahmachari. Brahma charati. He is disciplined, he is initiated, he is given sacred thread, proper position of Brahmin, cleanliness, truthfulness, so many things are taught in brahmachari life, so that he can become a brahmana, brahma janati iti brahmana. That is called brahmachari ashram. Then, in spite of repeatedly teaching him that there is no need of enjoying this material world, because this is false enjoyment, temporary enjoyment, real enjoyment in the spiritual world. If he still wants to enjoy this material world, then the spiritual master orders, all right, you can marry. Marriage is not essential, but one who cannot control him, then marriage is allowed. All right. So, because he has been trained up in his early life about the nature of this world, the grihastha, who has been trained as brahmachari, he cannot remain for many days as grihastha. Or even if he likes, the shastra says, no, you cannot remain in household life more than 50 years, that's all. Now he gets retired. So, retirement means that at that time the children are grown up, so the husband and wife goes out of home and travels in many tirthas, pilgrimages, just to detach his attachment for the home life. That is called vanaprastha. Vanaprastha is allowed to come back again home, remain for some time with children, again go out. When the man is properly trained up, detached from house, then wife is requested that you go home, you live with your grown-up children, and he takes sannyas. That is required. Na indriya piti, kamasya na indriya piti, kamasya. Not that whole life I shall enjoy the senses. The modern politicians, unless they are fired short, just like in our country, Gandhi, he was a great politician. But he struggled very hard to get out of the British control. But still, after British left India, he was still in politics. I requested him that, Mahatma Gandhi, you have got some position. People all over the world respect you as a man of spiritual understanding. You take preaching of this Bhagavad Gita. You stand to be photographed with Bhagavad Gita. Now your Swaraj is gained. India has got independence. You leave it to your disciple, Jawaharlal Nehru, Rajendra Prasad. You retire and you preach Bhagavad Gita, this culture of India. I was thinking of preaching this since a very long time and simply finding out the opportunity. So I thought, if Gandhi takes, then it will be very nice. But he did not reply my letter. And just after a few days, he was shot dead. That's all. So attachment is so strong. You see, all these politicians, in here also, your Churchill, unless he died, he did not give up politics. Similarly, Jawaharlal Nehru, they do not give up. They are so greedy that want to stick to the position as long as possible. But that is not Vedic civilization. Vedic civilization is, you have got some desire to enjoy. All right, you enjoy for some time. But your real business is tattva jignasa, jivasya tattva jignasa. You inquire for the absolute truth, athata brahma jignasa. This life is meant for understanding the absolute truth. There is no such an institution. Perhaps this is the only institution, this Krishna consciousness movement, which is teaching the absolute necessity of human being. Why perhaps it is the only institution? All are rascals. They do not know the value of life. Simply misleading by so-called nationalism, thisism, thatism, thatism. Simply misleading. Therefore, the younger generation, they are frustrated. They are seeing actually that they are being exploited by these rascal politicians. So they are feeling frustration. They have become tools in the hands of this politician. In America, you see, he doesn't want to be drafted, but he is by force, he is drafted. Naturally, he will become hopeless, frustration. What is the hope? Any moment, they can call me. So this is going on. They do not know that this life is meant for tattva jignasa. They do not know. These rascals are leading the society. Andhajathan dvairupuni yomana sthipi satantra urudami vadhya nati vidu shartha gatinghi vishnu durasayaji vahirathamanina. They have planned it. That, not planned it, the plan is kicked out, every plan. The British Empire also planned that we shall conquer over all the world and bring money and make London the happiest city in India. The Roman Empire also made that plan. So this plan making will not do. You are under the complete grip of the material nature, under the control of God. Then the Bhagavad Gita is stated that every one of us is just like the bull is controlled by the thread, rope. It is tied in this nose, and as soon as the driver pulls this way, he has to go this way. It is exactly like our position. We are controlled by the laws of material nature like this. We are tied up in the nose with the ropes, and as soon as the nature said, this side, sir, not this way, I have to turn. प्रकृतिक्रियमाणानि गुणैकर्माणि सर्वश अहंकार विमूढात्मा कर्ता अहम् इति मन्यते. एवरीथिंग इज बीइंग पुल्ड बाय द लॉज ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर एंड आई एम थिंकिंग आई एम इंडिपेंडेंट आई एम गॉड. Such rascal. The whole world is going on such rascals, full of rascals. The only intelligent man, if there is anyone, it is in this Krishna consciousness movement. All rascals. I challenge it. Because life is meant for tattva jigyasa. They do not inquire. They do not inquire that I do not want, I do not like this, why it is happening? Just like, why you are running on this fan? Because I do not want too much warm. But warm is forced upon me in certain period. So I have to manufacture this fan. Similarly, in winter, I don't want too much cold. So I have to cover with heavy coats and heaters. So this is struggling going on. And the rascals do not want that I do not want this, why it is forced upon me? This is really tattva jigyan. This is called tattva jigyan. Jigyasa means inquiry. Now why it is forced upon me? Just like a man is punished, imprisoned, he can understand, yes, I committed theft, therefore I was arrested, I am punished. But how I am put into this material condition, always suffering three kinds of miserable condition, adhyati, adhibhoti, adhidoivi. Due to this body, just like body is feeling too much warm, I require little fan. This is bodily miserable condition. Similarly, mental miserable condition. I don't feel today very happy. Somehow or other, mind is not good condition. This is called adhyati. Somebody other. Other living entity, he is giving me some trouble. Just like the insects, mosquito, mouse, tiger, or a bad man, neighbor, unnecessarily giving me trouble. I don't want it, but he is giving me some trouble. Complaining, you are having kirtan, let me go to the police. So this is called adhi, adhyati. Adhibhautik and adhidoivik. Doivik means just like there was all of a sudden great flood in New York. There may be a heavy earthquake, famine, some infectious disease. You cannot control. So these things are happening always. The foolish, they are thinking I am happy. Still they are thinking, always kicked by the material nature, every moment. And the rascal is thinking, I am happy. I shall adjust, I shall make plan by scientific method. This is foolishness. You cannot. You are condemned, you are punished in this way. Now this punishment is going on in this material world, beginning from the aquatic life. 8,400,000 species of life I have to go through. Then nature gives me a chance, this human form of life. Now you think over whether you want to go back to home, back to Godhead, or you want to suffer here again. But he prefers to suffer again. This is foolishness. This is ass. The ass is given chance after unloading the clothes, he's given free. Now he can go away. But no, he, unless he is shot down by somebody else, he is not giving up his politics, home and everything. No. This is called attachment. Therefore, tattva jigyasa, because they do not know tattva, what is the value of life. They do not inquire why one is put into this threefold miserable condition of life. Why he is put under death? I do not wish to die. Why he is forced to take birth? Why he is under disease? Why he becomes old? They do not inquire, just like animals. The human life is given a chance to inquire about these things and to make solution of this problem, but they are not interested in these things. They are simply interested eating, sleeping, mating and defending, just like animals. So this is animal civilization. Without Krishna consciousness, without being developed to inquire about the value of life, it is simply animal life. Yes. Therefore in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Namāṁ duṣkitanam mūḍhā prapadyante narādhavāḥ. These asses, mūḍhā, because they are always addicted to sinful activities, duṣkitanam. Duṣkitanam means these four things, illicit sex, meat-eating, and gambling, and intoxication. These are the basic principles of sinful life. And if we say, please do not indulge in these things, they are very conservative. And if one says, oh, why not? You have got your tongue, you can drink, you can eat a chicken, anything you like, and perform yoga, meditation, and go to hell. Swamiji is very nice. And as soon as Swamiji sticks, he is very conservative, no follower. And if you say that you do whatever, millions will follow. Andhajathandhairupaniyamana. He is blind, and other blind rascals, they will follow. They will follow. This Swamiji has got so many followers. I don't want such followers. I don't want rascals. I want one real man. Then I think my mission is successful. I don't want millions of stars. I want only moon. That is our mission. Tattva jigyasa. This is tattva. One should be very much inquisitive. What I am? Why I am put into this tribulation? Threefold miserable condition of life. I am thinking I am a very learned scholar, but I do not know what I am. The learned scholar does not know. So many learned scholars I met. They say, Swamiji, after this life there is nothing. He is a scholar. He is a rascal and he is passing us as a scholar. He does not know what is next. It is very simple thing. In my life, in this present life, I am thinking that I was a child, I was a boy, I was a young man, now I am old man. So I know my past, I know my present, I know my future also, death. Then I must try to know what is next. I am existing. That body, my childhood, is finished. My boyhood body is finished. My youthhood body is finished. Now I am old man. This body also will be finished. Then, as I have got from babyhood to childhood, childhood to boyhood, boyhood to youthhood, youthhood to this old body, then I must have another body. This is the conclusion. This is called Tattva Jigyasa. Then if I am going to get another body, then I am eternal. I am eternal, even in my present experience. So I am eternal. So therefore, my next inquiry should be, what is my next body? How I am preparing for it? I see there are so many varieties of body. Cats, dogs, trees, insects, aquatic, rich man, poor man, leper, disease, so many types of bodies. Which one I am going to select? This is called tattva-jigyasa. And if I sleep, let it be. And then if you get at the body of a tree, then stand up on the bench for 10,000 years. This is called tattva-jigyasa. Jivasya tattva-jigyasa. What kind of body I can get? But Krishna is so kind, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's giving us information. Yes. Jānti deva bhatādevān. If you want the body of demigods, because there are all the 8,400,000 species of life, they are divided into four groups. There are four groups, mean the trees, the animals, the human being, and the demigods. The demigods, they are in higher status of life. Or in four groups in other way, birth from embryo, birth from eggs, birth from perspiration, and birth from trees. Sedaja, Andaja, Jarayuja, Udbija. So, same manner, thing if it is now settled up that I will have to accept another body, then what kind of body I am going to get? I am not serious. And still I profess myself very educated. I have got degrees. And what is your next life, sir? Do you know? No, it is finished. You will finish. Then what? Zero. Sannavadi. Zero. Why you are struggling so much for zero? If you are going to be zero, why so much struggle? Why not make this life also zero? They have no answer. They are so rascals. They have no answer. And the Bhagavata will say, jivasya tattva jigyasa. The jigyasa, you inquire, and the answer is there in the Vedic literature. Krishna himself said, jānti deva vrata devān. If you try for better life in other higher planetary system, just like actually they are trying to go to the other planetary system by Sputniks, that means they have got a desire if there is better life in other higher planetary system. But that is a fact. The higher planetary system, the more you go higher, the thousand times better standard of life than this planet. Thousand times. That's the moon planet. Actually, if you can go, you can live there for 10,000s of years. And what kind of years? Your 6 months is equal to their 1 day. Calculate. You can live there. But so many years. Here you cannot live there for not more than 50, 60, 70, at most 100. But there you can live 10,000 years according to their calculation. So even after such long span of life, you have to die. You cannot avoid death anywhere, any planetary system, anywhere. So this is tattva jigyasa, to understand what is the situation, what kind, but I want to live. That you can get only when you go back to home. Jadgatyana nivattanti tadhyamam paramam. where going, you do not come back again to this nonsense material world. That is my place, Goloka Vrindavan. Goloka eva nivasati akhila atma bhuta. These chances are there. If you want to go to higher planet system, you can go. Janti deva prata devan. Pitrin janti pitri prata. If you want to go to the pitri lokas, where highly elevated forefathers are living, you can go there. Bhute cha janti bhutani. And if you worship tomb, dead body, just like they are standing to see the dead body, 6 hours standing, that is called bhutejya. So, you shall remain a dead body here. Madhyajino api janti ma. But if you worship me, you can come to me. You now make your selection. That is called tattva-jignasa. To remain like an ass, satisfied, eating and sleeping and eating. Give up this ass's life. Just have human life. And try to understand what is Krishna consciousness.
Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda.